Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Folks reacting to the shocking numbers. Remember, folks, 65% of Americans, American-born people in New York, did not vote for Zohran Mamdani. He was elected almost entirely by the foreign-born population, in the majority anyway. Actually, among American-born, guess who won? Cuomo did. See the difference there? It's the foreign-born population of Democrats that's going for the communism and the socialism. And you're seeing this in Charlotte. I mean, these are shocking numbers.
Tonight, Charlotte, North Carolina is the latest city to see a surge in immigration enforcement. Officers today started detaining people. The city is made up of more than 900,000 people, including more than 150,000 who are foreign-born, according to officials. Local leaders object to the federal force, saying
okay,
it's still
seven. That's 17, almost 18% of the population is foreign-born. Almost the exact number that didn't show up at school yesterday, 17%. Didn't show up at school yesterday after ICE hit. Texter writes, Terry, you won't believe the hysteria in the Charlotte Disturber this morning. Outrageous leftist drivel condemning ICE. Another texter writes, if you're legal, no worries. Another texter writes to the foreign-born population, they're not liberals, they're communists, and we need to call them what they are if we hope to defeat them. Texter writes, wow, those numbers in the city of Charlotte, that is completely ungovernable. They're literally importing an entire new population, and they will be the majority in Charlotte in literally 20 years. We're going to lose that territory. It's going to be like what you're seeing in Mexico right now, where young people are having to come out on the streets and risk their lives to protest the cartel control. They're specifically protesting the fact that Claudia Sheinbaum, the cartel-controlled and elected president, has done nothing about the 21 assassinations in the 13 months she's been president. And those are cartel assassinations. High-ranking politicians, in many cases, governors of areas of Mexico who weren't on the cartel payroll. That's coming to Charlotte. That is what you are choosing if you let this population stay. This is how they vote. I hate it, but it is. And look, folks, the cartel is already here. The cartel's already threatening to assassinate people. We had to arrest the head of a cartel, a gangster, Latin Kings, in Chicago for trying to kill Greg Bovino. He put a target on his head, a bounty on his head. It's already here. Texter writes, I bet when ICE is done in Charlotte, they become Greenville. Why aren't legal immigrant business owners up in arms over this? Don't they know that if there's any suspicion your business hires illegals, I'm not going to spend my hard-earned money there? Another texter writes, Tara, that means today that Charlotte schools have the right number of kids in school that should be there, right? Yeah, the legal ones, not the ones living off the backs of Americans. Texter writes, so Tara, if 17% of Hispanic kids do not go to school yesterday in Charlotte, that means, again, the school had the right number. Yeah, that's the same text. Texter writes that 17% of kids are putting a huge burden on our schools. It's taking from American children. Texter writes, damn right, Tara, you preach, you are 1,000% correct. Americans are soft and pitiful. The go along to get along crowd has done this. Texter writes, maybe I should use the school absentee list to identify more illegals to pick up. Now, the texter writes, the people of Charlotte should be looking at 17% of the student population they are paying for are illegal. Texter writes, Tara, Pat Buchanan tried to warn us about this very thing. It will destroy America. and other countries won't have to bother. Texture rates, automatic prison time for anyone hiring illegal. That's what I really want. That's what I want. Look, I feel bad for these people. Joe Biden invited them here. And I'm the first one to say, if I were living in the conditions they were living in, under socialism and under totalitarianism by the cartels, by these thugs from Venezuela to Mexico, I would come here. I'd cross that desert in a minute for my kids. I'd risk my life to do it, to give them a better job. I would, a better life, I mean, I would, and a better job for me. I would do it. I don't blame them. I don't. I would do it if I was invited by Joe Biden. And if I knew I'd get free Medicaid, food stamps, housing, 59% of illegals are on these things. So, I mean, yeah, I'd do it. I want to see perp walks of the people who hire them. That's who I want to see. I want to see that. Okay. Coming up on the show, this is why you listen to my show, so you get the news a week before it hits elsewhere. Trump's H-1B visa comments, as I said at the time, an absolute utter disaster. His comments to Laura Ingraham on keeping 500,000 Chinese student visas to replace American students, almost as big of a disaster. And bizarre, because the guy is doing more than anyone ever has to actually get rid of these things. And he could have just said that. So now the cleanup crew on aisle six is out, and they're cleaning up Trump's mess with actual stats on what he's doing, and they're phenomenal. I actually feel really good this morning about what folks are saying about that. I'm going to have that coming up, and then the lies of the folks. Kash Patel needs to be called to the White House today. Do you know that the information that leaked out on Twitter, the true information about Thomas Crooks, who he is, who he's affiliated with, that stuff? Yeah, Congress subpoenaed that from Kash Patel and Dan Bongino in July. What month is this? November. Huh. They still stonewalling that subpoena? Refusing to comply with it? Why'd Trump let them do that? They both need to be hauled to the White House. And then I'd give them a week. Come on. We know you're not telling the truth. We know that you lied to Fox, both of you. It may not be your fault. Maybe you got bad information from FBI agents who are manipulating you. But that is then. You got a week to comply with that subpoena or you're fired. No more messing around. By the way, all of that information that we're learning now, the shocking stuff about who Thomas Crooks is, he's a left-wing assassin associated with neo-Nazi terrorists who are affiliated to it with Antifa. FBI covered it up. Guess what, folks? You want to know when the last reports on that were to Congress? Came out from the GAO. You want to know? 2 months ago. Wait a minute. Weren't we in charge then? Kash Patel, Dan Bongino. Huh. Still telling the same lies as Christopher Wray. Or can't get to the bottom of it, can't get control of their agency. Time for them to head to the White House. They got some explaining to do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.